They all expected a shot, and Shakiri makes this wonderful run.
This is an official excuse. My wife gave birth. There's this placenta on my pants.
That's disgusting.
This is the Anfield Humidor.
Humidor
podcast.
Thanks to Manet's skill, Milner's competence under pressure, and Traore's thick and prosperous legs.
Back in college, when we were...
You went to college?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now I'm doing this podcast with you. Man, my life. This intro that we have.
Tell me, buddy.
You rip on me going to college.
Uh-huh.
You went to airplane school.
Airplane school?
And you're a painter.
Air traffic control.
Whatever. Airplane school.
What am I? One? Two?
Two. Airplane school.
Airplane school, yeah. So what's your point?
Yeah. You're like, you went to college? Interesting. You went to airplane school.
Uh-huh.
You're just annoying.
I still don't see your point.
It's annoying. It's annoying.
All right, want me to change it?
You got to start this podcast out with like a high.
Okay.
Because the game is kind of a low.
Somewhat of a low. Yeah, we'll discuss it.
Somewhat of a low.
We'll discuss it. We'll talk about the highs and the lows and the mediums, the bass, treble, treble clef.
Treble clef.
Cliff notes. What do we got?
We have a spray foam issue again.
Oh, no.
We have a spray foam issue.
2 weeks in a row
with
the spray foam.
With these refs and the spray foam.
Tell me about this ref.
This ref didn't use any spray foam.
Oh, no?
No. Because he used it all on his big, dumb, shiny, no foul, calling head.
Well, that was wordy.
Big, dumb, shiny, no foul, calling head.
I like it.
Or too many fouls.
Too many fouls.
I guess kind of no fouls for Liverpool, though. He got like three fouls.
Yeah, wasn't great. So he wasted all the spray foam to shave his head. Interesting.
You think Fabinho got in on that?
He might have. Maybe they did it together.
Head shaving
and
party.
And I bet you Fabinho pissed the ref off while they were shaving together. And that's why, hence the game we had.
Well, you think that, so the ref has a high gloss, shiny head. Fabinho is more of a, I would say, matte finish.
Satin?
Satin, if you will.
Eggshell?
If you choose. Eggshell?
Low luster.
Do you think the ref's a little jealous? He's like, crap, I got this shiny head.
I think he likes the shiny head.
You think he like buffs it? Like,
yeah. Any baldy with a shiny head, they want that shiny head. I don't know why.
Bill Burr has that shiny head sometimes.
It's not that shiny, right?
Yeah, but he kind of shines it up a little bit.
I think some people do have a natural shine to their head.
He's got a natural redhead.
Oh, he's a natural redhead.
Redhead. Right.
You're a natural red beard.
Mm-hmm.
Brown head.
Cheers, bro.
Cheers.
Now, before we get into the podcast.
Tell me.
We have to go over this.
Okay.
Because there's snowflakes. And there's people that can't hang.
Uh-huh.
We are Americans.
Yes.
We are loud and we are proud. No, we're not that proud, but we're loud.
We hate ourselves.
No.
But we're proud.
But we're Americans.
Yeah.
So, calm down. Get off your high horse and give us a shot.
That's right.
Listen to the show. We talk about football.
Yep.
We talk about Liverpool.
We call it football just for you.
And we love Liverpool. So, buckle up. Enjoy the ride. And yeah. Buck up. Buck up and buckle up.
Oh!
That's the new one.
I like it.
Buck up and buckle up. Because stuff's about to get weird.
Melt your little snowflake.
Yeah, melt the snowflake.
Melt the snowflake.
Put it on a simmer. A simmer!
Now, put it on high. Melt that puppy fast. What are we doing right now?
Well,
where are we going, son?
We're
going
to go over the Athletics stupid goal.
Okay.
We're going to go over the referee and the refereeing.
We already did that a little bit.
First and second half performance and possibly some Instagram convo.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll get into that if we have time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Time permits.
Permits. No permits for the studio.
No permits for the studio. Nah, this thing was built under the radar.
The government does not know about this place. This is underground, just like our podcast.
What are we smoking?
We are smoking La Aroma de Cuba once again.
Again!
But this is just, that's it. La Aroma de Cuba. I got a sampler pack, people, okay? It's just I think it's just their basic or their... whatever.
You say it like people not are going to like leave a review like they always smoke the same cigar.
I know.
Nobody knows what we
smoke. But we keep saying the words. La Aroma de Cuba. Si, senor. Give the ball to Bobby and he will score.
Score.
Wait, what am I? What am I, Spanish or am I scousing that one?
So we're smoking La Aroma de Cuba's. It's a good brand. It's a good stick. Yeah. This kind of tastes like the, I don't know if it's the same one we had last time, but it's still got that like spicy, milky, leathery... Good thing going on.
I will say, It's not as good as the last one.
When you lit when you lit it up though,
before you turned it on,
it smelled so good. Before you turned on the Rabbit Air air purifier, which is what this segment's brought to you by.
That's right.
Rabbit Air was nice enough to send us a custom air purifier for our studio.
And they were so nice to send it that we put half of it in the shot.
It's there.
See the half of it?
It's the better half.
It's the
the top's actually kind of sexy.
It is cool.
I like the little logo.
It's a cool logo. I like the little blue bar, which you can't see in the video.
Did you ask for black?
I did.
What other colors do they have?
White. Okay. And then a bunch of pictures.
I saw the wave one. There's like a wave.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I wanted that one. You said no, get black.
Because it's got to fit the studio.
Yeah.
The wave wouldn't fit the brown wall.
The wave wouldn't fit our brand, man.
What's your brand? That's the stupidest thing in the world.
That's why I said it.
I hate when people say that. Andrew, what's your brand? I don't have a brand. Do you have a brand? What's your brand?
I don't have a brand.
You don't have a brand?
Sorry, buddy.
We don't have a W?
Sorry, buddy.
You don't have a W today? We got an L. You want to go over some stats?
Tell me some stats.
Let's do it. Stat Attack brought to you by Andrew.
Anyone listening?
Don't turn us off. We're Americans. Stay on target.
Stay on target.
So, Liverpool.
Uh-huh.
67% possession.
Okay, very. We have an interesting point about that later, but go ahead.
33 to Madrid.
Okay.
Goal attempts, Liverpool 6, Atletico 8.
Interesting.
This is the first time. Shots on goal, Atletico 2, Liverpool 0. Shots off goal, we've had 4, they had 6. Free kicks, 16 to 14, kind of fair there. Corners, 7 to 2.
So we had 7.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
7.
7.
And they scored off of one of their 2.
Yep. And we did zilch with our 7.
Offsides call, we were called off once. They were called off 5 times. Okay. High line. Throw-ins, we had one recorded save. I thought I also had 2 saves. Maybe one wasn't. He didn't really get a hand on that long ball.
Yes.
Or that belter.
And his one save was crucial.
Yeah, crazy.
Crucial.
And then attacks, 153 to Liverpool for 85.
Okay.
And dangerous attacks, 85 for 30.
85 for Liverpool?
I guess, yeah, 85
for 30. Interesting.
Yeah, we had dangerous attacks.
I love that.
The stats kind of don't tell the story of the game, though.
Yes, because those dangerous attacks by Liverpool, however many we had more than them.
50.
We did not. It really comes down to that.
72.
It really comes down to that.
72. Really comes down to that final ball.
Nope, that Atletico defense.
Oh, they were so good.
I'm saying we had all those attacks and did nothing with them. Nothing.
So,
Stella!
First half, second half.
Yeah.
Kind of like 2 different games? Again?
Yeah.
It's been the story the last couple games.
Oh, yeah.
Like first half differential, second half differential?
This was different. You want to know why this
was
different?
Why, Brian?
Because we didn't score. Honestly. If we scored twice in that second half, we'd be singing a different tune right now, you know, and it was just, didn't you expect a goal?
I did.
We're used to that type of scoreline.
Well, we were knocking on the door, dude. Yes. We were in the bus.
How many times?
Banging on the door.
How many times did we say, goal's coming? Never came.
Hendo had that shot.
Oh, beautiful.
I know.
Mo Salah was open inside the 18.
Got deflected.
Yep, got deflected.
Got deflected.
Again, the Atletico defense. Very wonderful. Good. And like we have a nice quote about that at the end of this podcast.
In the middle of the podcast. Yeah,
right.
He didn't comment that on Instagram. That was a Facebook
you're
message.
Right. We got in the middle. Middle, baby. It's coming soon to a theater near studio near you.
In the meat and potatoes.
Uh-huh.
In the middle.
Mm-hmm. In the rice and beans.
We needed to go into that locker room.
Uh-huh.
1-1.
Yes. Great point.
We needed to.
Great point. And we could have. We were that the end of that second half or after 12 minutes was my mark. 12 minutes, we started to really, really get into gear. Okay. And that's when we needed the goal. That's when we needed it.
Yeah.
And it didn't come and we still had hope. But then that second half came and weird things happened. Really strange things. I don't want to jump the gun here. But, we just couldn't do anything with it.
Well, let's jump the gun.
All right, let's jump the shark. Let's jump it.
Let's talk about the goal.
Let's talk about the goal.
Let's start. I mean, listen, 4 minutes in, bro. We got to start with the goal.
Yeah. I let it go. Do you think that was, do you think, sorry, I touched your leg.
It's okay. I liked it. You can touch my leg anytime.
Do you think that was Atletico's plan to score an early goal and then after the early goal, sit back and absorb the pressure?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what they did in the second half as well. They started hard again and then sat back and absorbed. I think that was their whole point. That's what we're
going
to do.
That was, you mentioned that going into the second half. You were like, they're at it again.
They're at it again.
You're like, what the heck?
Yep.
You're like, KS Esto.
I bet you they were going to do that for 10 minutes and then stop. Mm. But they got that goal. And second half. So let's say they did that for 10 minutes. Even if they didn't score, they would still stop and sit back now. Second half comes. They went hard for 5 or 10 minutes and then didn't get a goal. Sat back. It's like they took their chance in the beginning and then say, all right, we're done. Let's play our game. Mm. Let's play our game and either play for a draw, whatever they want to play for.
Vito said that he's a big La Liga guy. Uh-huh. So he goes, it's a typical game against them. Yep. They get a stupid goal and then they park the bus and win.
Yeah.
Stupid goal, park the bus and win.
Yep. It's a strategy.
But so the goal. Yeah. It was off a Atletico corner.
Uh-huh.
And Fabinho got credited for the own goal assist. It hit his foot, man. And the commentators are ripping. Who are the commentators? Do you know them on this game? What did we watch on? BR Live?
BR Live, yeah.
BR Live?
Yeah.
Something was going on.
Yeah.
Not Liverpool fans. They are not Reds.
No.
They go, a corner that Liverpool barely begun to deal with.
But maybe they weren't trying to be insulting with that.
Yeah, but it could go both ways.
It could.
Kind of like Fabinho's deflection. It could have gone both ways.
Yeah.
And it went the wrong way.
That goal, it comes down to, it was unfortunate.
Hit his foot.
Yeah.
And like, we were talking about it when we were watching, we kind of slowed it down. We were watching the highlights.
Uh-huh.
It was like, you're like, all right, let's figure it out. What happened here?
Right.
And we're looking, it's like, everyone's marked. Virgil made the right move. Fab was there. Gomez was covering the near post. Like,
everyone was just about double marked.
Yeah.
And then it gets deflected off of Fabinho's foot. No one knows where the ball is anymore. Except for a few people. Yeah. Two of them Atletico players. Firmino saw it.
And Virgil.
Wijnaldum was...
He was on your post.
He was looking left and right. He didn't know where the ball went.
No idea.
So it was just a darn shame. And that goal was the deciding factor of the game.
And that is stupid.
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 Stupid goal.
Stupid.
Stupid goal. Stupid coach.
Simeone.
Stupid coach.
Diego?
I don't know.
Go, Diego, go.
I don't know.
No?
Is it Diego Simeone?
I think it's Diego.
All right.
And you can't make mistakes here with these snowflakes.
You can't assume.
With all the snowflakes.
Assuming's wrong.
No, I wrote it down somewhere.
But, he was doing, but, I do that all the time. That game
Diego.
Happened. Diego.
Mm-hmm.
That game happened.
Yeah.
And insert maestro Diego Simeone. What is he doing?
Maybe the crowd does nothing without him.
They need him to do that?
I guess so. I don't
Pump
know.
Up.
Yeah.
He looked like a SmackDown versus Raw WWE fighter. He's like, come on, let's go. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, it's Hulk Hogan.
Oh, it's annoying.
That's the only one
I wanted to punch him.
Yeah.
I wanted Andy Robertson to punch him.
Yeah, yeah. And then remember that post-match with Klopp?
Oh, he goes,
what he said?
What did the guy ask him? He asked him... Do you think you'll have to do that when you go
to... he said, do you think you'll have that at... Or yeah, something like that.
He goes, do you think you'll have to do that at Anfield?
Yeah.
And he said, I don't think I'll have to.
Something along those lines.
I don't think I'll have to do that.
Yeah,
because he knows.
Yes. Yeah, because Anfield, you know, they got it going. Although, all that being said, that was quite a stadium.
I like when he said that, though. He goes, you know, we'd had the second half, but it wasn't a second half at Anfield.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Anfield.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. He goes, welcome to Anfield.
I was very impressed with his post-match conference. He was very calm. And he said, hey, I was happy with a lot of parts of that game. Didn't go our way. We go to Anfield. I'm not worried. Very, made me feel better.
Made you feel better that he feels good?
Yeah.
He said he liked a lot of parts of that game.
Yeah.
Like, so what do you think? What do you think? Let's rip this apart a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you think Klopp was pleased with that game?
Well, he was obviously pleased with the first half, how well our midfield won the ball back. Whenever we lost the ball, wherever it was, man, Fabinho, how many times did Fabinho get that ball back? You know, so I'm sure he's very proud of that.
That many times.
That many times.
Duh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm sure he's very proud of that. I'm sure he was very proud of our attacking. Again, first half. I'm sure he was very proud of that. We did well. It's just that, once again, final ball, Atletico defended well. You know, and even in the second half, we were sluggish. We were getting sloppy. There were still some good stuff. But I think he's probably talking about that first half. I can't imagine he's too excited about the second because we couldn't make anything happen. I don't know. Who knows? I'm not a manager.
You're not a manager.
No, I'm just a kid sitting in the studio talking to an idiot.
With an airplane school degree.
With airplane school. What did you get? A cooking school degree?
Yeah. Same. About the same. Nice. And I went corporate.
So I tell the airplanes what to do. Turn right heading 250. You tell the baloney. Turn over. Get brown.
Who makes baloney brown?
That's why I said baloney.
You're so stupid. So you're an idiot. So we said it before we mentioned it. First half, second half, different games.
Yeah.
So first half performance, Atletico, explosion. Came out, guns banging, eliminated. They played, we said this in our live, they played Liverpool, defended against Liverpool.
Right.
The best way to defend against Liverpool.
Yes.
I think they did everything right. You and I were frustrated because we're like, this looks awful. They eliminated our wing play. Anytime there was a long ball, you mentioned it. You said anytime there was a long ball to Trent, the time that it took the ball to get there, Atletico swarmed in.
I was more saying like when Liverpool were passing the ball back and forth with their defense, Atletico never let a wing go open. They stayed with it. That's why I was saying we needed a long ball. But you're right. Even with a long ball, they still really shifted well. They are just very, very organized, much like Liverpool.
Yeah.
Much like Liverpool's back four. And it's just hard. It's hard to play against those teams. You need a moment of brilliance. And what happened? We lose our two players who can do that. Obviously, Firmino can as well, and Origi, but we lose Salah and Mane. Mane especially, because he came off right after the first half.
Mm.
That was a blow. Yeah. We needed someone like him to do. And then, you know, Origi comes on and puts in not a great performance. Okay? And some of that goes down to him.
Let's talk about that.
Some of that goes down to Atletico's... Again, Atletico shut him down on that wing. He couldn't do anything.
So Mane, in the 40th minute, got a yellow card.
Right.
We listened to something about targeting Klopp post-match. He was like, you know, clearly he asked, was he pulled off for injury precautions or was he pulled off because targeting and he didn't want to card out? He goes, definitely targeting.
Yeah.
So they wanted him to yellow card out. They knew that if they eliminated Mane, they take one of our biggest options. They take one of our biggest chance makers.
Yeah.
So they eliminated Mane, got a yellow card, which was a yellow card.
Sure.
It was a yellow card. He was all over him.
Yep.
Hit him with his arm to the back of the head.
Yeah.
And of course, all of a sudden, the guy acted like he got shot.
They spent a lot of time on the ground.
Dude.
For being such a tough team, they were on the ground quite a lot.
But so Mane subbed out.
Yeah.
And he subbed in Origi.
Uh-huh.
Second half, 46th minute, he subbed out Origi. Totally different game.
Subbed in Origi,
yeah. I'm sorry. Totally different. Totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. You see Robertson yelling at Origi, telling him to go.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
You won us the Champions League game against Barcelona. Do something.
Yeah. Well, Andy gets the ball and you see his face and he just screams, don't touch my hand. He just screams, go, because Origi's standing there.
They're face to face.
Yeah.
Why is your striker looking back at you?
Yeah. Welcome back to
your
fullback.
I want to see the back of your head. Yeah. Go, man.
Yeah.
Like, go.
And Robertson knew that's what we needed. Mm. We needed some quick, direct play to get through that team. And it never happened. We were close with the Henderson shot and Salah's shot that got deflected. Very close.
Yeah.
Again, that stupid goal in the beginning. Stupid. And we almost had two. Granted, Allison made a great save. So...
What do you think about Trent's performance first half, second half?
I think Trent was good.
Beginning of the game, bro, Trent had two Trent crosses.
Yeah.
That are, if you're going to put someone behind the ball in that spot of the field in that situation, I want Trent Alexander-Arnold, baby. Yep. Both crosses back to back.
Right over the net.
Bang, zoom, right to the moon.
So that's what I was saying. Trent was decent overall, except his crosses. And that's what we hire him for, his crosses, and they just weren't there. So that's a major downside. Major downside to us not being able to break through.
Major downside.
You know what I mean? So that's definitely part of it. Trent not being on. Can you imagine having that responsibility on your shoulders? If your crosses are off, we might not win. You're 21 years old. If your crosses are not good, we might not win the game. Is that what a responsibility he has?
On a 21-year-old.
Oh, and he can handle it pretty well, apparently.
That's why he's going to be captain.
Oh, yes.
That's why he's going to be captain. So, what was the quote? You said we're going to get to a quote in the middle of it?
Yeah, let's read it. So, did you get rid of it?
Nope. Point one.
All right. So this quote was coined by Marius.
Marius was Sukland.
Sug Marius.
Marius was Sukland.
And he said something along these lines. Okay. He said Liverpool dominated possession. Atletico dominated the game.
They did.
And I think that was very well said. Yes, we dominated possession. We attacked more, as according to Flash Score. We had more dangerous attacks. But Atletico dominated. All that means nothing if you don't get the ball in the net. And we barely got the ball near the net. Barely got it near. Atletico had more chances. They had more shots on goal. How many shots on goal do we have? We mentioned it earlier. Two? Yeah, I think it was two. Flashlight's on.
We had one shot on goal.
One shot on goal. To Atletico's four.
Then Mo scored. He was offsides. Well, he passed to Firmino. He was offsides.
Yep. I don't know why Firmino touched it.
It was. Do you think he was trying to settle it for himself?
Oh, Salah?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You think it was like a one touch that got away from him?
I don't know.
And then kind of looked like a pass?
I can't imagine he would have passed him on purpose. No. He was way off. And you wonder, just can you run back on side there, Firmino?
Yeah.
Can you just run a little faster? But I get it.
Jump, you baptized. Where is he?
Brazilian.
Baptized Brazilian?
Where is he? He's Brazilian.
What is he? I said, what is he?
What is he?
Yeah.
He's from Brazil. See what I did there?
Yeah.
You like that?
I do.
Yeah, so.
I mean, they kind of look sluggish, man. They kind of look tired, too.
Yeah.
Like,
especially in that second half.
Oh.
Especially in that second half. They were just getting defeated, which you don't often see happen to Liverpool.
So let's talk about some high stuff.
Okay.
Let's talk about some good things.
Okay.
Give me your three best performers that game.
All right, you got to go Gomez.
Gomez. Joe, go, Gojo.
Joe, go, Gojo.
Like Mojo, right? Like Mojo Jojo. Yeah. Gojo, Jogo.
I got you. I'm going to go Gomez. I'm going to go Wijnaldum was decent. And I'm going to go Allison.
Oof. You missed my man, bro. He had a great game.
I missed your man?
You missed my man.
Who?
Trent? My Scottish man.
Oh, Robbo.
He had a great game.
Yeah, decent.
Great game.
Decent.
He broke up that goal.
He did.
Conceded a corner, I think.
Yes. That was quite an unbelievable defensive save he made.
But I don't want to cut you off. So you said Allison.
Uh-huh.
Jojo, go.
Mm-hmm.
And
Wijnaldum. Yeah.
Wijnaldum glue foot.
Oh, sorry, I keep touching your leg.
Wijnaldum glue foot.
Fabinho as well. I was pretty happy with Fabinho, even though second half things started to fall apart almost for everybody. But Fabinho, especially that first half, quite unbelievable.
Midfield breakup play, bro.
What were
your
three?
So good. Robertson, Wijnaldum, Fab.
Okay.
You said Allison. He had one save.
But the save potentially kept us in the Champions League. It was important.
Yeah.
To go to Anfield being 2-0 down already. Not saying we can't do it. We've done it 3-0 down, if anyone remembers that. Does anyone remember that? So, very important. Like I said, it could have taken us out. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
That's life.
You're going to win. You're going to win at Anfield.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Well, what does Klopp say?
Are you worried? You are worried.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit worried.
A little bit.
How about you? Are you worried?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah? You're worried, too?
A little bit. I was being the audience. Yeah. Here, hold on. Ask again. I'll be the audience.
Are you worried?
You're too short.
Oh. Why are you talking about my height?
Ask again.
Are you worried?
You're still too short.
Let me ask again?
Yeah.
Are you worried?
You're ugly, too. Oh. Man, the ref sucked, though.
That's what we call a transition, baby.
The ref sucked.
Oh, he was atrocious.
What happened? No wonder Klopp got a yellow card, dude.
Yeah.
He was freaking out. I would have been freaking out, too.
All right. The hook arm around Sadio Mane.
Get off him.
Do you think that was worthy of a penalty?
No. It's got to be hard, right? Because he's inside the 18. That's got to be, like, could Mane have made that a chance? Unhindered.
Yeah.
That's like...
I don't know.
You know, and the referees, he's on the champion stage right now.
Yes. Yes.
And Klopp got it.
Yeah.
But...
How about Mo Salah in the corner?
No. That's ridiculous.
Was that a foul?
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
He got called on a foul. This dude, who was that foul on?
I don't know.
Some idiot. Mo stripped the ball.
Uh-huh.
Kicked the ball away from him. Took his foot, went towards the ball, grabbed the ball, came back.
Yes, he picked it off of him.
And he held his shin and fell to the ground.
Uh-huh.
Like a wounded gopher, just right down to the ground, bro.
Yeah.
What?
He was like one of those fainting goats.
He was,
you know, he just fainted
out
for no reason.
He was freaking out.
Yeah.
He was so upset. He's like, what?
Yeah.
And you can see, like, cool thing about Mo is when he gets mad, he still smiles.
Uh-huh.
He still looks happy. He's like,
but you know when you know when Mo doesn't smile? When he's getting subbed off in the 70th minute.
Oh, for.
He does not smile.
For
Ox.
Ox.
For Ox Olaid, who then came on and gave the ball away.
I wouldn't mind seeing Ox for Mane.
Yeah.
That would have been a better sub, I think. Not like I know better than Klopp.
Mane was already off. You know what I would have rather
seen?
That's
what I said. Sub Ox instead of Divock.
Oh, but again, they had to take Mane off for other reasons.
I know. So put on Ox.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm saying. Switch the Ox and Divock.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How about after you subbed Origi?
Origi.
After you subbed Doritos on, they should have taken Origi off, put Ox on. Just a quick, like, just give Origi.
That's what you and I were saying.
Yeah, yeah. Can we take Origi off?
I was like, is it too soon to take Origi
back?
Can we put
Ox on now? That would be a confidence killer, though.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Imagine getting subbed on and then subbed off 17 minutes later.
You can't do that. You can't do that to a player like Origi.
No.
You gotta let him do his thing.
He had some good looks too, yeah, man. Like, but how many he's a three trick pony and he does them all at the same time.
Yes.
He always does these like little cutbacks, yeah, little play with it, and then it's always in the corner.
Yeah.
He's not hard to figure out.
No.
I know what I could defend against Origi.
But again, there's those people. You know what they're gonna do, but you still can't stop it. It's like Mane. It's like Messi. You know what they're going to do, but you can't stop it.
What would happen if I defended Origi?
You would run up to him, and then he would disappear.
I couldn't even.
He would disappear in front of you. You go, are we going to start? He goes, oh, I'm already scored. I scored.
I scored already.
That's what would happen.
So we got like three calls in favor of us. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't many. It was bad. It was
sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't great refereeing, but I mean, Klopp, you know. Klopp said, it's a big stage he's on. It's not easy to make calls in that game with that crowd going that crazy. So, all right, you give him that. But, you know, you got to call the game even, and it wasn't very even.
There's that handball.
Forget about even. We just didn't get calls. Maybe Atletico also didn't get calls. Didn't seem like it. But we didn't get calls that definitely should have happened.
They got
Ox,
a lot,
Ox outside in the 18 got taken down, no call.
There was a handball in that play, too. He got taken down outside the 18, and then he hit the hand. He did hit the ball with his hand.
Right on the line of the 18.
Yep.
No foul, no penalty, nothing.
Nothing.
No nothing. Where's VAR? VAR! Where are you, VAR? Nothing.
And I don't mind that. But then the second they scored, they had to do the big VAR announcement.
Uh-huh.
Like, hold on. VAR, check.
Mm-hmm.
VAR, check, clear. Like, it's like airport security, VAR. Yeah. It's like, hold on. You're good.
Like, is that 2 ounces? Is that 2 ounces?
Yeah, right. Is your soap in a separate bottle?
Where's your laptop? Take your shoes off. Give me your belt. Give me your belt. I'm going to whip you with it.
Are these Sour Patch Kids?
Do you think anyone has been whipped with their own belt in the TSA line?
No. If you didn't add in the TSA line, I would have said yes. I was really close to saying yeah. All the time.
Some pissed off scanner. Says, what was that? What'd you say to me? He takes the bin, takes your belt out, and starts hitting you with your belt.
I bet that's happened in Florida or something.
Oh, yeah. You know Florida.
Everything happens in Florida.
Yeah.
Intoxicated man beats TSA agent with
belt. With his own belt.
With belt.
That's funny. Oh,
so,
boy.
Garbage referee.
Uh-huh.
Garbage goal.
Fairly garbage game.
Fairly, you know, you want to say in half and half.
I'm not happy.
Half and half.
I'm not happy. I gotta go to work after this. I'm not happy.
Are you completely without hope?
No.
Okay.
Not even.
So I mean,
close.
It could be worse then, right?
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
You're not happy in the live. You said, you know, all things considered, I'm kind of happy with that. What's changed from then till now?
I've had time to just think about it.
Discussing with me now makes you mad.
let me say the point that I made on the live. Okay. We just had one of our easiest run of games this last 4 or 5 games. We've had a fairly easy run at it. Sadio Mane was injured, and it didn't matter so much because the games were fairly easy. Okay? So now we're coming to Atletico Madrid knockout stage of the Champions League, and this is the hardest game we've had in a while. And Atletico Madrid Stadium was going off. Given all that, I'm okay with our performance. I think the goal was stupid. I call it 0-0. Stupid goal, nil-nil, but sadly, that's not the way it goes. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying, that's why I said I'm fairly happy.
You think it would have ended?
I'm upset now, but I'm fairly happy with the performance. I'm not looking at that performance saying we need to make changes, we need to do this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get Gomez out, get Virgil van Dijk out, put Andrew there, put Brian there. I'm not saying any of that. Pretty cool
that that was the exact same lineup that we won the Champions League with.
Yeah.
Save Matip and Gomez. They switched.
Yes.
That's cool for Gomez.
It is cool.
Jogo Gojo deserves it.
He does.
The amount of clean
sheets.
He's been great.
He was great that game.
He was great that game.
He's on a great run of form. Sorry, Matip. Sorry, Q-tip head.
Q-tip. Sorry, Q-tip.
Making fun of our own guy. Didn't you coin Q-tip head?
I said he looked like a Q-tip.
Why did you say that?
Because like if you hold him up and you hold up a Q-tip, they're kind of close.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Because they're lanky. Thin, lanky.
Yeah. Big head.
Funky looking head.
Q-tip shape.
Love you, Matip.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming on the podcast soon.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Everyone got excited there for a second.
What if?
Yeah, it'll happen one day.
Maybe not. Maybe not Matip. That's kind of big. We'd probably get like
Harvey Elliott,
Curtis Jonesy kind of thing.
Yep.
Maybe not even Curtis Jones, probably too big now.
Probably. You know what we got to do?
What's up?
We got to get the Academy kids who are 7 years old, get them to come on.
Yeah. They're not allowed within 50 feet of your house.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm just kidding. Your child molester.
I'm on the list.
I'm joking.
I'm on the list.
Oh, it's so messed up.
That is crazy. Get the 7-year-olds, and then when they get big and become stars, they still come on our podcast. That's a new little, there you go. Take that and run with it.
Okay.
That's your job.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll get the Academy kids
on
the podcast.
Yeah, that's your job. Go ahead and write emails to 7-year-olds. That'll get you fired.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, hey, do you want a cigar? No, we're drinking Maker's Mark Private Select. Would you like a glass? No, you can't have that either.
We'll give them apple juice.
What'd you think about the game? They'd be like, Mo Salah. They'd be like, your kids. It'd be like having your kids on the pod.
Yeah, yes.
We could bring your kids in here and make them pretend to be Academy kids. Well, now it's spoiled.
Now it's spoiled.
Oh, man, I should have.
You got to keep good ideas in your head.
I know, but, you know, loose lips sink ships.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting. Uh-huh. Loose lips sink ships. Never heard that one.
Is there anything else you want to talk about the game?
Let's talk about Klopp's yellow card.
Okay.
For freaking out.
Okay.
Okay. He got a yellow card for freaking out. Let's move on. Now, I'm only kidding. Klopp, I mean, again, that the funniest part of that game for me was when they were looking at Simeone. Diego, good old go Diego go, and he's just pumping the crowd up, going crazy, running up and down the sidelines. Then they pan to Klopp, and he's just stone face, arms to the side,
just like that.
Just like that. If you're watching us on video,
that was Klopp.
That was Klopp, stone face. Until apparently later in the game, he got less stone faced, got a yellow card.
Yeah,
got a yellow card.
Awesome.
I wonder why. I'd love to know what he said.
And then there was almost a fight. Very interesting game for me.
Yes.
I was liking it.
You love a fight.
I like when the coach gets the yellow card.
You saw the look in Fabinho's eye. You're like, come on, Fabinho. Come on, let's go. Punch him.
I was like Diego Costa. I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
I was waving up. Everybody
Diego,
go.
Simeone.
Diego Simeone. Sorry.
And
Diego
that was
the same first name.
That was a funny comment by the commentator as well. When Diego Costa comes on for Atletico, he goes, how long do you think it takes until Diego Costa pisses off one of the Liverpool players? He goes, well, I'm going to give it 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
What a funny comment.
Very funny.
Because he's an instigator, Diego. Good old instigator.
So is Fab.
So is Fab.
Get so those is
two
Robbo.
In, get those two in a room. One's got a lot of hair.
Did
one's
you see
bald.
The photo on Liverpool goals of Mane standing over?
Yeah, that was great. That was a great photo.
He's like, get up, bro.
That was awesome.
He's like, get up, bro.
Unbelievable. All right, let's get into our Instagram question of the week. I posted on Instagram. I said, what are your concerns playing the defensive-minded Atletico Madrid? And our first comment is from Harriet_Evans_. And he said, it's going to be really tough tonight, especially as they will defend with all they've got as to not concede any away goals. We just have to draw them out and hopefully catch them on some lucky breaks as their defense is definitely solid. So we need to catch them out of position if we can. Mm. Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's what we needed to do.
We needed magic and then we subbed off our magic makers.
Yes. We needed to catch them out of position. Which they rarely are. That's the problem. You need to capitalize on those moments, in these moments, in these capitalizations.
In these situations.
And we didn't. We couldn't. Didn't happen. Mm. We were close, but it didn't happen. Well said. The next one is from Marius. MSOKLAND.
He's all over this podcast.
Yeah, he's all over the place, man.
We got to get more friends.
MSO. MSO. K-L-A-N-D, is on Instagram. He says, I'm a little afraid of their transition around our midfield regarding speed. A little like Napoli. If we're on our peak, we should take this. Going to be an exciting and stressful, I guess.
Now, is he saying transition around the midfield?
I think he means the transition of play when we lose
in our midfield.
Yeah, when we lose the ball, they get the ball.
So I don't think that was the problem. I think the wing play was the problem.
Yeah,
so
no,
he's
I don't
right.
think that was the problem. Yeah,
he's right. If he just switched midfield with wing play, because
yeah.
Midfield, Fab, Genie, Henderson, I thought they performed really well, really well. That's our Champions League midfield.
Yeah.
That is. Yeah. That's our, and it shows. That's our core.
And
three.
We didn't allow the midfield to run over us like Napoli did. We didn't allow that. That didn't happen. So but he said, going to be an exciting and stressful game, I guess. And that's exactly what it was.
Very exciting.
Exciting, very stressful.
Very stressful.
Not a good result. Which brings us into our last comment by Firmino Pug. He says, our attacking fullbacks...
He's commented before. I've seen that name before.
Our attacking fullbacks might welcome wide counterattacks, especially with some of their speed. So our attacking fullbacks might welcome wide counterattacks, as they do.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Which didn't happen.
Because they eliminated them.
Yeah.
They eliminated them.
Exactly.
I mean, so did you hear them talk about how Robertson in Anfield... They're gonna expect big things from him.
Yeah.
Because the left side, I guess, of Atletico must be weaker. And he kind of showed that. Yeah. He had more opportunities than Trent.
And that's what they were mentioning. He cannot
yellow card out.
Exactly.
Don't yellow card.
Right, wasn't it one more yellow card?
Yeah,
he and he'd be out of the next game.
Yep.
So how important he was, we don't have another left footed fullback like him.
Yeah.
So
who would we put in?
Millie? I don't know.
No, it'd be Gomez and then Matip. Ugh. It'd be Gomez, Virgil, Matip, Trent.
Yeah, and that's bad. That's not good.
And that's bad.
That is not good.
Keep Gojo, Jorgo. Well, would Matip? Matip couldn't play left back.
He probably could.
Yeah.
Probably. He wouldn't.
Is he left-footed?
I don't know. I don't think so. You don't need to be left-footed to play that, but... It helps.
It helps.
It definitely helps. But I don't know. That's our podcast. You got anything else, son?
I don't.
It's just one of those games.
Well, we're back in the Premier League next game.
Listen.
Okay.
It's one of those games, but it's still extremely exciting that Champions League is back.
I know. All right? I love it. I don't want to be out of it yet.
Yes, I know.
I don't want to be out of it yet.
No, that's why we're stressed out, baby. That's why we're stressed.
I'm so excited. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then to say, like, shoot.
Imagine we get kicked out of the Champions League in 3 weeks against Atletico at Anfield.
Uh-huh.
We've already won the league. Okay.
We haven't won the league yet.
I know,
but...
I'm just saying that's going to be awesome. I love that. I'm just saying it's like everything else is easy now. I guess we'll win the FA Cup, get the double, right? It'd be a shame. I don't want to think like that. I'm stopping. We're going to win. We're going to win the league. We're going to win the Champions League. We're going to win the FA Cup. Treble. We're going to win the three. We're going to win the treble all in the same year. And we're going to pass the Arsenal Invincibles all in the same time.
Wow, that's nuts.
What do you think? What do you think about that statement?
It's bold.
It's bold. Bold and the beautiful.
It's bold.
It'd be bold, son. Like it's a bold. Nice, strong coffee. Bold, well, like your beard.
We look to West Ham. We're playing at home in Anfield. That's this Monday.
What is it?
This Monday?
That's this Monday, yeah.
So 6 days from now?
I think so.
I got the schedule up.
Well, today's Tuesday.
Yeah, so it'd be West Ham Monday. Yeah, next Monday. We don't have a game for 6 days. Oh, what are we going to do this weekend? Smoke
Chill.
Cigars and hang out and not podcast?
Well, we'll do exactly what we're doing now. But
Without the camera.
But the mics will be here.
They'll be up there. But that game's at 3 o'clock. We'll probably release the podcast later that night.
Yep.
Wrong button.
Oh, they're excited. We're going to release the podcast.
Wrong button.
Woo!
But we want to thank everybody for listening. And always remember, ale, 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 hamburgers. Land of the free, home of the brave. Long live the queen. And up the Reds. Adios, guys.
Adios. Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
See ya.